AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the nation's birthday, some celebrations are returning after a pandemic break.
President Biden delivers remarks on Independence Day this evening as he and the First Lady host military families for a barbecue and fireworks viewing on the White House lawn. The Capitol 4th concert takes place with a live audience, and places like Baltimore are going back to pre-pandemic fireworks displays and large gatherings. This time last year, Biden delivered an optimistic speech as demand rather than supply started to become the limiting factor for COVID-19 vaccinations in the U.S. and associated press poll found the president's approval rating fell 24 points in the past year, with only 39% of adults approving of Biden's performance. But many are still seeing cause for patriotic celebration with the pandemic on the wane, parades and backyard get-togethers back in full swing. And despite its faults, American democracy surviving into its 246th year. Jennifer King, Washington.
On Twitter, President Biden said the 4th of July is a sacred day in our country. It's time to celebrate the goodness of our nation, the only nation on earth founded based on an idea that all people are created equal. He added, make no mistake, our best days still lie ahead. Police in Denmark say a gunman who killed three people when he opened fire in a crowded shopping mall acted alone and apparently selected his victims at random. This man's daughter was in the mall.
Suddenly she was calling me. She was screaming, there's a shooting going on. I'm running out. I heard the gunshot in the phone. While she was escaping out.
Police have said the suspect was known to mental health service but did not elaborate. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory in the eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk a day after Ukrainian forces withdrew from their last remaining wall of resistance in the province. Hurricane Bonnie moved roughly parallel to Mexico's Pacific coast after crossing over Central America from the Caribbean. This is AP News. Thunderstorms are hampering the search for more than a dozen hikers after a huge chunk of alpine glacier broke off in Italy. At least seven people died.
The figures include at least nine others injured when the avalanche was unleashed from the Marmolada Glacier on Sunday afternoon, when dozens of hikers were on excursions, some of them roped together. Trento's prosecutor says 17 hikers were initially believed to be missing, but some have now been tracked down. At least four bodies brought to a makeshift morgue had been identified by Monday afternoon. Rescuers say conditions downslope from the glacier were still too unstable to send back teams of people and dogs to dig into tons of debris. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Romania's foreign ministry says a tourist from that country was killed in a shark attack while vacationing in Egypt, making it the second shark attack death there in recent days. A woman from Austria was killed Friday in Egypt. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.